From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two people dead after a crash on Saturday afternoon. A 2008 Dodge Ram pickup with two women inside it was driving northbound on 101 near Reynolds Highway north of Willits at an unknown rate of speed. 76-year-old Robert Maffe of Ukiah was driving his 1997 Peterbilt tractor trailer on southbound 101 near Reynolds Highway. For reasons still under investigation, the driver of the Dodge lost control of her vehicle. It crossed into the northbound lanes, directly into the path of the Peterbilt. Maffe took evasive action, however, despite his efforts, the Peterbilt collided with the driver's side of the Dodge. The Dodge spun out of the roadway, coming to rest on the west shoulder of 101. The Peterbilt came to rest in the northbound lanes of 101. The load of lumber being hauled by that Peterbilt spilled off the trailer onto the roadway, blocking both directions of traffic on 101. The driver and passenger of the Dodge pronounced dead at the scene. The name's currently being withheld pending notification of next of kin. It's unknown if drugs or alcohol were a factor in the crash. Maffe was treated at the scene for minor injuries, and he was determined not to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Well, Humboldt County Association of Governments and its member entities, including the City of Arcata, conducting public hearings to better understand public transit needs for community members in Humboldt County. City of Arcata is holding the Arcata public hearing on Wednesday during the regularly scheduled City Council meeting. Community members will have the opportunity to voice concerns regarding unmet public transit needs, identify priorities, and make suggestions on how to improve public transportation in Arcata and Greater Humboldt County. Regularly scheduled City Council meeting happens on Wednesday, 6 p.m. in the City Council chamber. Come November 1st, the water and sewer bills in Fortuna will be processed per the winter billing structure during the winter months of November through April. The water and sewer bills are based entirely on actual water usage. What it means is the more water a customer uses, the more they'll pay for sewer. The winter water base rate allows for 300 cubic feet of consumption, and the sewer base allows for 500 cubic feet. Governor Brown signing the nation's toughest net neutrality measure that requires internet providers to maintain a level playing field online. Advocates of net neutrality hope the move Sunday will nudge Congress to enact a national standard or encourage other states to follow suit. The Federal Communications Commission last year repealed rules preventing internet companies from exercising more control over what people watch and see on the internet. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.